Giving thought to the sources of the materials your clothing is made out of is an important step towards sustainability. One such group working towards making more sustainable material is Lifecycle.
We are a mushroom biotechnology company, and so that means we develop solutions for, I guess, what we believe are global issues and what are very topical at the moment.
That's Julian Mitchell from Lifecycle, and they're working on what they call mushroom leather.
And mushroom leather can be grown as a replacement for animal leather.
This alternative material is grown from the bacteria found in the textile waste of coffee grounds. This allows the fungus to grow on the surface of water inside a container over the course of around 4 weeks.
And so this leather grows like as a sheet. It sort of slowly over that 28 days spreads, and then we dry it out. And then from there, we can use natural dyes to colour it however we wish. Most of the designers we've spoken to have said it's the most comparable to goat's leather at the moment.
A lot of the current discussion about animal leather is in regards to cruelty. However, Gordon Renouf from Good On You thinks that's not the only cause for concern.
Whilst leather is got bad impacts on both animals and the environment, because traditional ways of processing involve chemical treatments with chrome in, which can cause many kinds of diseases in the humans that are exposed to that, not just the workers but also the local communities.
Good On You is an app that allows you to track your clothing back through the supply chain to ensure what you buy is sustainable and free from these kinds of negative impacts. Lifecycle is approaching mushroom leather as one alternative that can solve these sorts of problems. While there are mushroom leather products on the market, they don't meet the looks, quality, or durability of animal-based products. Other current alternatives to animal leathers, like PVC, also have their own problems.
Fashion is one of the biggest contributors to climate change through the production of various materials that are used in fashion, including PVC or PU, which is a common leather-like alternative, faux leather, if you like. That's got a lot of environmental impacts as well.
As well as the chromium that Gordon already mentioned, these issues include excess water usage, synthetic dyes, and fossil fuels. So, how exactly does mushroom leather stack up in comparison to leather and its current alternatives?
So it's the time frame that's shorter, it's the inputs that are less, it's the chemicals that are a lot less as well. So if we look at it across the whole supply chain, it's just making it a better way to dress ourselves, and I think we'll feel better about it, and we'll look back at it. And understanding, just like we will look back at the coal industry and the oil industry and think, okay, well, that was pretty prehistoric in our thinking.
Even though there are current alternatives on the market, they don't quite stack up.
They don't necessarily have the same qualities of leather or faux leather that people are looking for. So that's one area of trade-off.
In regards to the durability of mushroom leather, it is not currently on par with the leading products made from animal leather. But with further research and development, the future seems promising.
That's the other thing I guess we have to look at with animal leather is that it lasts a long time. It's very strong. And so that's a part of the slow fashion. So it's definitely a big tick that you get for animal leather. Mushroom leather, no, we haven't, found something that, we can say, yes, this will last as a pair of boots for 10, 20 years. But in terms of jackets, in terms of accessories, we've got some good success there.
With these small victories, mushroom leather is showing growth that may expand into greater advancements.
That's sort of always what happens with technology. You get this big hype, just like we had this big hype with solar. And then you've got this plateau where it's actually developing it and tweaking it and getting it right. And then you get a second wave of hype that's around on the back of actual tangible products and solutions that are available. So we're in that plateau. It's still working through that.
Once the technology has been further developed, it may become a competitive, sustainable alternative to animal leather. But this does not make the supply chain wholly sustainable.
So if by a wholly sustainable system we mean one where workers are always treated fairly, including working in safe conditions and being paid a living wage no matter what country they're in, and if we mean a system which has minimal impact on resources, land use, water and so forth, there's a fairly long way to go.
The team at Lifecycle is hoping to tackle these challenges by localising and overseeing the process throughout production, though it remains to be seen if this will be competitive within the broader industry. However, Julian is confident that they can achieve this soon.
We sort of see it happening as Q3, Q4 next year. We will have a product in the mushroom leather space for the masses that hopefully is a substitute for animal leather.